FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two separate crashes have claimed 10 lives in Mpumalanga province. Four people were killed on the R547 when the car they were travelling in lost control and overturned this morning. Another crash on the N12 between Delmas and Emalahleni claimed the lives of six people. They were killed when an articulated truck crashed into another truck bus. Provincial Community Safety Spokesperson Moedi Musi.
Truck bus was allegedly stationary on the road picking up workers who were going to the nearby farm for work. Six more people sustained serious injuries while 11 more passengers were slightly injured. The MEC says despite all efforts that government is putting in place in order to keep road crashes, more people continue to lose their lives out of these collisions.
In Verulam, north of Durban, police and other officials are still on the scene of a crash of a cashier in a transit heist. A gang targeted the vehicle on Vincent Dickinson Road in the Cottonlands area. First responders say they found the van on fire when they arrived. KZN VIP medic Gareth Naidu says it appears that an undisclosed amount of cash was taken.
At least 15 males, all armed, stopped the vehicle, opened fire multiple times, but thankfully there's no injuries that have been reported thus far. The roadway will remain closed for the duration of the day as SAPS investigations continue.
Rise Mzansi leader Songezo CB says the public's reaction to allegations by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi shows how unsafe people feel in South Africa. Zibi was speaking during a media briefing on the party's role in the Government of National Unity, the Gauteng Government of Provincial Unity, and its performance in Parliament. Zibi says citizens are justified in their concerns.
When a senior police official says there is corruption that makes sure that the violent criminals and the people that steal public money get away with murder because they collude with the police, South Africans justifiably are going to get upset. And I'm really glad that there is a commission of inquiry that is chaired by Justice Madlanga, because also the quality of the judge that chairs the commission matters.
And the next generation of cancer drugs could be made in space. A London-based biotech company is exploring the possibilities of having cancer-fighting drugs made where gravity does not interfere with the process of turning them into proper crystals. These crystals can then be injected by patients themselves at home, cutting out the need to go to hospital and spending hours for the infusion to happen in liquid form, as would normally be the case. The company, BioOrbit, says they are preparing the first batch of drugs to be sent to the International Space Station next month. Durban 25 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 27. The top story this hour, two separate crashes have claimed the lives of 10 people in Mpumalanga province. Both accidents happened this morning. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.